say hello with all your weight. She said, run, don't you hesitate. She said, crowns are all in vain. Don't be fooled, gotta keep you safe.
Testing. You are listening to The Medicine Show, the writing show. The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Paleface, Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani, and tonight's musical guests are from the Hideaway Tour, Cassie Waring and Sam Lynch. On CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, we have a special guest who has joined us, Graham
Bannerman.
Bannerman, you see, it's a mouthful already. Bannerman,
just M's and N's.
Are you any relation to like that the Hulk Banner?
Yeah, he's my uncle.
That's what I figured. You see, okay, so Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. And everybody else who's ever faced tyranny or hardship that is standing up for righteousness around the world in your own way. Keep up the good work. Thank you humbly. So, we have got a prescription for you, which is just a nudge in the right direction to be mindful of specific subjects. We're not, you know, demanding that you go out and fill this prescription, but we would like to remind you to declutter your mind with music. Ali, how you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm so good. You want to speak about the prescription tonight? No, it's turned you.
I'm going to work with
the
show and stuff.
Okay, so if you're listening out there, we are now on Facebook Live. And if you would like to tune in and see the show happen live video, you can just go on to Facebook and check out Vancouver Medicine Show. Just search for that. You'll find us. We're the round blue logo with the microphone in the middle and the heartbeat going across. So check out what we're doing here in the studio and join us. We have the magical energy of female influence in the studio from the what is it? The Hideaway Tour. Excellent.
That is it.
Declutter your mind with music therapy. Music therapy is the skillful use of music and musical elements by an accredited music therapist to promote, maintain, and restore mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Music has nonverbal, creative, structural, and emotional qualities. These are used in the therapeutic relationship to facilitate contact, interaction, self-awareness, learning, self-expression, communication, and personal development. So we wanted to touch base about this and other subjects during the show, but let's just move right along to introducing one of our guests and hear some music right away so we can get a little bit of music therapy right from the beginning. So we have, well, I was going to say one before the other, but it really doesn't matter. Let's bring in the one that is right next to me. You know what? I have this. We have Emily. How do you say it? Rowed?
Emily Rowed is the third of the tour, who's unfortunately not able to be here tonight. But
yeah, she's Emily's actually in Calgary right now. She's retrieving our tour van and driving it back to Vancouver.
Yes.
Bless her heart. Someone's got to do the hard work, right?
Yep.
So run around the countryside.
Yeah, if you pass a very floral van on the highway.
Yeah, it's painted with flowers.
Yeah, give her a wave. Yeah.
And did you guys paint this van specifically for the tour?
I wish.
Be really mindful of being... I want to almost give you a microphone or something.
I'm just...
Get right there in there.
Move right there closer.
Scoot in.
Emily actually painted it for a previous tour that she did years ago, so I think we're gonna paint it a little more all together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like one of those like peace vans or something.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what what's going on.
Very granola. Yeah.
Very granola with yogurt and a little bit of yoga.
That's right.
So with Emily on the show, Emily Rowed. Even though the other performers in the show are not here tonight. Even though the other performer in the show is not here tonight, Emily, we would like to acknowledge and give mention to who she is. Emily is currently living out of a suitcase. She's let go of her apartment, car, and most of her belongings for a fresh start and to explore a new part of her story. The newest songs touch on falling in love with California, freedom, and adventure. With a new zest for life, she's excited to share what it's like to let go and encourage friends, family, and audiences to pursue what they truly love now. You know, that's all good stuff. I'm glad that that we got to hear this, even though she's not going to be able to be here to expand upon it. Cassidy Waring has been on our show before. Hi, Cassidy.
Hey.
Great to have you back.
Good to be back.
Yeah, yeah. Cassidy Waring has been writing a lot about loss and that particular type of heartache. In a big way, music has helped her process the death of her mom. In her new EP, Leave It to the Dead, she explores... Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. She explores her experience through various waves of emotions that accompany grieving. So death can be uncomfortable, awkward, and scary topic, but it affects all of us. And music can allow us to feel some of these messy feelings together, which is pretty neat. Cassidy believes in the power in vulnerability, and her sweet and sultry folk music is a sure way to leave you with your own thoughts and questions about love and loss. Very appropriate for tonight's...
It seems to be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all about like music and helping you be like cathartic about the process of loss and moving on. And
mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's been for me lately.
It's quite an adventure to go through. Also, we have in the studio with us Sarah Lynch. Sarah?
Sam.
That I'm sorry. Me and my old man eyes.
That is A-okay.
Oh, that's right. Okay, look. It does say Sam Lynch. Sam is a daydreamer, a wanderer, and a restless mind who sings her heart onto her sleeves and onto her sleeve by way of reflective, honest lyrics and a nuanced, emotionally transparent live performance.
We'll see.
Upon returning from her 4 months spent alone abroad, Sam fully surrendered to the magnetic pull of music that she had been resisting for so many years. Sam writes about all the confusing and wonderful facets of being human. She also seeks out the sweet spots where vulnerability and strength meet, where the connections shines light into darkness, and where transient souls feel home. So, how about let's start with you since you haven't been on the show before. Can we start with a song?
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so what song do you want to do to start us off with?
Ooh, all right. To start us off, I'm going to play one of my newest songs.
Okay.
It's called 2 Feet. Do you want me to chat a bit about it before or after?
Well, what's it about? How did you come up with the...
Yeah, I wrote it very recently, actually, when I was in Victoria. I nanny on and off for a family there, and I have kind of the whole time that I went through university. And, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of funny because there's two very young kids that are quite full of energy, and the house is always very busy. And for some reason, I always just really feel very peaceful there in amongst all of the chaos. Anyway, so this song kind of came to me. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, and it was more kind of a daydream that I had that is somewhat based in reality and somewhat not, and it just kind of was my way of processing something that I realized that I hadn't really kind of fully processed. So yeah.
Is it about the little children, the 2 feet? Or
no, it's not. It's not. No, it's about an old love of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds beautiful. Let's hear this. Mm-hmm.
quarter after three, I'm meeting you at quarter to four, leaving me with 30 chances to dance my way right out the door. I haven't seen you in years. I fear it's best we had left it that way. With you, it's always the same. With 2 feet planted firmly, I'm truly feeling gravity when you walk in the room. Weighty words of halfway healing, I watch your eyes float to the ceiling and remember why. Oh, with you it's always the same. I move to leave and it moves in me the thought that I'd acted so carelessly back when you were at my feet. You caught my hand and you held me too close, a guarded man, an abandoned post, dancing toe to toe again. Closed eyes, I know you see me. I exhale and inhale you deeply. You say you always needed me the most, and with me it's always the same. Oh, with me it's always the same. Almost quarter to four, I make the call, I grab my keys, I head out the door.
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
And Cassidy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, here, let's just swing this over.
Yeah,
so
let's swing it around.
And
thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Perfect.
You're a little bit more comfortable like that. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so it's been a while since we had you on with the Long War, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the last time I was here.
That was so exciting because we found out how many friends we actually shared at that point.
So many friends in common we have.
Such a small music scene in this town, eh?
It is.
Right on, right on. You mean I get to be in stereo?
No.
Look, I got two microphones. Aren't I special?
That's the number three.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
perfect.
So
yeah.
Let's do this, and then we can use one for your audio. We're not getting that strong.
Sure, yeah. We can actually use one for Sam can use it, actually.
Oh.
That's okay.
Okay.
She'll do some singing with me.
I'm going to do some stuff.
And we'll hear the guitar in the background anyway, because it's
yeah,
electric.
Yeah, perfect.
It's electric.
Perfect.
It's electric. Okay, so. yes. So, and.
Sorry.
Hi, Graham. Say hi to your fans.
Hello. I'm in the microphone dead zone.
There you go.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right.
It's okay because Facebook is where it's at, man. We can hear you on Facebook.
Yeah, right, they can hear you live.
Yeah. So what is the song that you want to do, Cassidy?
I think I'm going to sing a song called Take Me to a Funeral.
Good times.
Good times.
Did you ever hear about the movie called Harold and Maude?
Yes, I've seen it. It's a fantastic movie. Actually, I thought about that movie as I was writing this song.
Isn't that a coincidence? Here
yeah.
we are, man. We're
yeah.
all tuned right in.
There you go.
Okay. Anything to say about the song? Is this?
I think I'm just gonna play it. Maybe I'll say something after.
Sounds good.
Cool. Sam's gonna join me, I think. Yeah, Sam.
Yeah.
Is
perfect.
This
seems that we have lost some power.
Oh, that's me.
Oh boy.
The thing on the wall.
Tearing things
We're having
apart.
Way too much fun in here.
Let me see for a second and see if I don't lose everything all at once. Okay, so.
There we go.
All right. Oh. Yeah, we're in.
Yeah.
All right.
Excuse us, the big delay there. Thank you for listening out in Radio Land, and we appreciate your patience. We're adjusting on the Medicine Show with Cassie Waring and Sam Lynch. With
all right.
Take Me to a Funeral.
Take Me to a Funeral, that's right.
Okay. Do you know much about Graham?
Do I know much about Graham?
Yeah. Where did you meet Graham?
I met Graham at an open mic at a place called Darby's.
Darby D. Dawes on 4th and McDonald?
Yeah, that's right. Same place. Yeah, I've met a lot of people there. Same place I met Chad from The Long War. Hey, Chad.
Shout out,
Graham, grab a mic. Yeah, how long ago did we meet? 3.5 years, 4 years ago?
I have no idea.
Okay, do me a favor. Write down his name right there for me.
Who?
Graham's name.
Graham.
Graham, can you tell us a little bit about did you grow up in Vancouver, or what's up with you?
No, I've been living in Vancouver now for about 5 years. I moved out here because my brother was going to UBC. He actually just graduated last year. That's how I got out here. And I came from Southern Ontario. Okay. Around London town area. And I'd been just kicking around, not doing much. And I came out here and I kicked around and didn't do much for a while. And now I'm kind of settling in. I feel like I've found my home after 5 years here.
So my question for you, first of all, is what's your experience with music? Like what's your life journey been like with music?
Well, for me, music has been a part of my life for my whole life. My mother was a music teacher in elementary school, and she raised me
great
and my
advantage.
Siblings. Yeah, just it was great. She has a master's in the organ, so she's a very skilled musician herself, and so she had my siblings and I learning piano and other instruments when we were younger, and we got into it, and we played in band in high school, and sang in choirs. I sang with the Immobile Men's Choir for 11 years back in London.
That makes sense, right? For that voice.
So I learned music with my family and with that group of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you want to sing a song for us and we can take a sample of the experiences that's manifested from all that? I mean, but the manifestation of those experiences, excuse me.
Yeah, actually I'll play a song that I wrote while I was driving across the country moving out here. This one I wasn't actually thinking about playing tonight, but it feels appropriate now. It's called Stone Men.
Okay, this is Graham Bannerman on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And it's called?
Stone Man.
Not Stoner Man. Stone Man. I'm sorry.
Stone Man.
Vancouver humor, don't mind me.
Where were they going to? Painted up in blue as the sky. And wild birds fill up an autumn sky. Watch them dip and dive from daybreak to twilight. Settle in the trees, taking the place of leaves that have not high. Choirs of the air, thankful that they are the ones who fly. Stone men sit on a stone shield on a cliff where iron giants cut a path straight to the field. Where were they going to? Painted up in blue as the sky. We're lonely men. The lovers' names on the stones that remain, and I'll write yours there too. Paint it up in blue as your eyes.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. And you know, I started out wanting to do jokes. That was absolutely beautiful, touching song. And I just wanted, you know, I was thinking, is that like one of the Fantastic Four, the Stone Man or something? But what is
that's one of my favorite things about playing for people is hearing their interpretations of the lyrics that I use, because a lot of them are metaphors and stuff. But that one's actually about stone men. It's about the Inukshuks that people put up on the Canadian Shield. As you're driving through northern Ontario, you'll see there's a ton of them that are maybe two or three hours west of Toronto. As you're driving, you'll see them up there, and they're amazing. And then there's also people go and spray paint the rocks where they've blasted through for the number one highway. Mm-hmm. And you see all these names like guy plus girl and insert name there. I just thought it was a beautiful image of like somebody went out there and climbed up there and put the Inukshuk there. And then someone went and spray painted on the rocks. I mean, I'm not saying you should go spray paint nature, but don't spray paint
the Inukshuks, especially
not the Inukshuks. But the idea that they're both there, put there by someone who wants to make something that lasts forever and that people will see, and that expresses something about where you're going or where you've been in your life, someone that you've loved. It's your way of showing the world, or at least all the drivers on the number one highway, mm-hmm. who you are and who you love. And I thought it was a nice thing.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, it is. And there's actually quite some unique stone building that happens here in Vancouver, right along the ocean. There's a couple of people who do the balancing of the rocks.
Yes.
And some people make those can be really incredible. And, you know,
they don't even look real. They're just the way they stack them and catch. Yes. They manipulate
how
gravity.
Do they it's do
incredible.
It? Yeah. You know, we were mentioning we're going to take a little break here for a quick second, and we're going to do a couple of things. So first of all, I just wanted to mention what we were talking about last week is the World Bicycle Relief builds and distributes specially designed, locally assembles rugged bicycles to students, healthcare workers, and entrepreneurs through study to own and work to own programs in the developing world. And they envision a world where distance is no longer a barrier to education, healthcare, and financial opportunity. For just $147, they can put a brand new bicycle into the hands of a student trying to reach education. So you can learn more at worldbicyclerelief.org. And so we're going to continue right along with our music therapy thing that we were talking about. Declutter your mind with music therapy. We've got a little bit of a sound clip, and then we just want to hear you guys' opinion about how music affects your own lives, and what does it
make you do?
What is it? Yeah, what is it? How does it affect your own life? What does it make you do? Music makes me what?
I am grateful at how music can help human beings connect to each other. Music makes me grateful.
Music makes me who I am.
Music makes me cry and laugh and smile and love my friends, eat food and drink wine and breathe.
Music makes me live. Yeah, baby.
Music makes me sort of capable of accepting all the harsh realities of life and appreciate them in spite of it.
Music makes me inspired. Music makes me feel warm, even when it's minus 10.
Music makes me smile on the inside.
Music makes me who I am.
Music makes me smile.
Music makes me feel things that I sometimes don't give myself permission to feel.
Music makes me feel. Period.
Music makes me more comfortable, more confident. It stirs so many emotions, changes your life.
Music makes me wonder.
Music makes me feel invincible. Music makes me feel free. Music makes me feel strong.
He gets it from my dad, actually. When my
dad, like my dad and him used to jam out, and then when my dad died, my brother kind of stopped playing music, and as it time went past and when we came to Camp Cary, it got better and he started to play again. Music makes me proud.
What are you proud of?
My brother. Yeah.
Music makes me feel alive. For me, it is magic. Still listen to records from the past and feel like you were there in that moment, and it's a way of, you know, traveling across time.
Music makes me happy.
Music makes me happy.
Very happy, actually. I'm very lucky.
Music just makes me happy, and you know what? What a greater gift could something give you than that, than to make you happy, right?
So we are back live. And also, we're on Facebook Live video, so in case you want to hear what's happening, go to Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook to see what's going on in the studio. So what do you guys think about music therapy, and how does it affect your life particularly? Do you want to say something? Or you want to play a song just to express how you feel?
I can say something, definitely. Music therapy for me is... it's not something that I've personally experienced in a structured manner, I suppose. But that's actually, I was kind of laughing when you played that clip, because I've just recently become more introduced to Music Heal specifically, and I'm very close with Chris Brandt, who's the executive director, and it's been really interesting, kind of, yeah, just really stopping to really think about the impact that music can have on individuals,
yeah,
particularly when facilitated in a structured way, and I think it can be incredibly powerful. And I think that music is something that is incredibly universal. And it has it's very healing, and can be very healing and very unifying, which I think is the biggest thing, mm-hmm, for us. So, yeah.
And, I think that, you know, people sort of have always, said, oh, yeah, music makes me feel good. But what we're learning now through science and, you know, even just the science of medicine being applied, and doctors have always said, yeah, if you're happier, you'll heal quicker. And we're finding that how instrumental music can be in that process. So, you know, point well taken. Absolutely.
For myself, in my own personal journey, music kind of came to me in an interesting time. It's always kind of been on the periphery of my life. I've always been very involved in the arts, but it wasn't really until this past year that it really started to really take hold of me in the way that it has now. And it wasn't until I was actually traveling last year, and I was by myself, and I don't know, being alone and being away from all of the things that had provided my life with structure up until that point really allowed me to take a look at myself and kind of identify some habits or some areas of improvement, we'll say, and some weaknesses as well. And it was really difficult, and I was able to kind of identify that I'd been struggling quite heavily with some mental health issues, and I was alone in Germany, and found myself with a family and with a piano, and it all just kind of started to really crumble into place. So here we are.
What an articulate, beautiful way to put it.
Oh, thank you.
Because usually people say, "Oh, it crumbled apart. It fell apart." Mm. And you're saying it crumbled into place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, so Cassidy, what about you? Do you have any thoughts on how music has affected your life? And does music make you different?
Oh, so many thoughts about that. So many thoughts.
Go ahead, feel free to expand or keep it short. After the song, or would you like to expand on that?
I'll expand on it a little bit. For me, especially lately, I think in general, music music makes me process. It really helps me understand what's going on in my mind and in my body and, you know, in all the nooks and crannies inside myself where I had no idea things were happening when they were. So if that makes any sense to anybody else but me. But, you know, music, it's different listening and writing. Like, for example, that last song, Take Me to a Funeral, was written so much about how, you know, sometimes it's, you know, I'm not able to just grieve or feel or cry or even write when I want to. You know, sometimes it takes like inspiration or a trigger, and sometimes that's a picture or a place or a memory or a smell, or it can be a lot of things. But most of the time for me, almost always, it's music. It's hearing someone else's words, someone else's poetry, someone else's sound in general that just really helps me sink down into myself and allows me to feel what I'm feeling. It's, you know, other people's stories help open up our own. So that's a lot about what that song was about. Yeah, music, especially lately, music has really helped me grieve, which is why you heard what you heard in my bio. I've been writing a lot of songs about death. but it's been great. It's been super healing, and, you know, it's not always so dark and sad. Like, I've been sharing a lot of these songs with people at shows, and a lot of people have come up to me after and shared their own experiences of loss and death and grieving, and it's been such a warm, loving interaction, and a lot of joy comes out of it because, you know, we all can understand that we're not alone when we share things like that, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so, Graham, got any ideas on music therapy or how music has affected your life? Does it make things happen in your life?
Yeah, for me, I had a very strong connection with music when I was young, and particularly one instance when I was singing with the boys' choir, and it was a church that was just full of, I think, probably 400 or 500 singers under the age of 15 or something, and I remember singing this one kind of melodramatic choral piece, and a feeling came over me. It was like my whole body was vibrating, and it very well could have been because music is vibration, literally. It's ever since then I've been chasing that physical feeling through music, and I think that's why I started writing when I did, which was to try and create a song that made me feel that physically again. But aside from the physical side, there's also the feeling of being understood. I think that's one of my favorite things when I listen to music, is hearing the lyrics of other artists and thinking, I get that, or they get me, they get that feeling. And when you hear that, it connects you to people. And I think that's one of the really powerful things with Cassidy and Sam's music. They tell stories that are incredibly relatable, and you can put yourself in those shoes, and you understand the feeling. And understanding the feeling of the song gives the song its power, and it allows you to just let yourself go in the melody and the harmony of it, and just give yourself in to the music.
Okay, and you know, I mean, I started thinking right away about that feeling that you were just talking about. You know, it can be, you know, chasing a feeling. Once you felt it, you're like, it's like, you know, when you first fell in love when you're like younger and thought, wow, that is the most incredible thing. And but when you, it's very similar.
Yeah,
when you play music and you first harmonize with another singer and it clicks, and especially if there's an audience there and they're all enjoying it and you're just going, wow, this feeling comes over you and vibrates you. And, you know, this is kind of a thing that a lot of, you know, people who are just musicians will experience. You want to shut that door? We will cancel out the sound of the next studio over. So we have that open for, there's a fourth stopper in there. So Excuse the pause here in my delivery of the message that I was saying. But yeah, so did you yourself ever experience some of those feelings when you first started harmonizing with somebody, or you're jamming with other people, or connecting with an audience that made you feel that way? Do you remember that feeling? Cassie's like,
me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you look like you want to say something right
Oh,
away.
I was just going to say yes.
Well, like, yeah, I was trying to think of a specific, but yeah. Like, absolutely, yeah, certainly. I think it's something that you feel and then you're always chasing forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you realize that the audience also, you know, you've been to concerts where you're just totally moved by the performance, and that's the other side of that coin, right? So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I can definitely think of experiences where I've been an audience member and I've felt that. And I think it makes you want to be able to you know, provide that or you know.
Oh, yeah.
To the
wave,
as well.
The surge,
yeah,
that goes through you,
yeah.
When you hear something incredible.
So do you want to go ahead?
Oh, I was just gonna say I left out kind of like an honesty box at one of my last shows, and I asked people to write anonymous notes about what the show made them feel or what it brought up for them that night. And someone, I'm not exactly sure if these are the precise words they used, but they said something like they felt their entire body shake because they were surrounded by so much magic. And I think that's it. That's the feeling we're talking about. Yeah. It's that. It's like the magic vibration.
I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I so much enjoyed what Graham said about your body is vibrating.
Yeah, that's it.
You got
this
physical feeling
nailed
that you're
it.
Chasing afterwards. Exactly.
It
you
is
nailed
a chase.
It. Yeah,
it
yeah.
is a chase afterwards. I feel like now I'm stuck for the rest of my life. Yeah. I'll be chasing that.
We're a bunch of addicts chasing the buzz.
Ah, they're worse things.
Yeah. They're worse things, absolutely.
They're worse things.
This is doctor-approved addiction. Okay, so Cassidy, would you like to start this round of songs off next with us? What song do you want to start?
This one's called Hurricane.
Hurricane!
And it's not a song about death.
Well, how unusual.
How unusual for me.
No, not at all.
Sam, you want to join me on this one?
Yes, sure will. May I steal this back?
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you.
Perfect. Rock away with the wind, you never stay dry long enough for the soul to leave your skin. And you are strong enough, I know. Not every man needs somebody to hold, but you always hold me just a little too long, and this winter has been just a little too cold, and I never wanted you to go. Oh, goddamn, this hurricane's still young. Oh, Captain, I'll be your lighthouse when the sun skips down, and I swear I can feel. Into the sea.
never stay still long enough for anyone to see you grieve. And you are strong enough, you've been sure to let me know. You're not the type of man who will ever need somebody to hold, but you always hold me just a little too long, and this winter has been just a little too cold. Did I ever let you know that I never wanted you to go? Oh, goddamn, this hurricane's still yours. Oh, captain, I'll be your sun skips town, and I swear I can feel it falling down. I swear I can feel it falling down. I swear I can feel the darkness and the waves coming.
Show. Yeah, it's good to be back on the Medicine Show. We're feeling good. Yeah, welcome back. So we're on CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish, Unceded Territory. We're listening to Cassie Lynn Waring, Sam Lynch, and Graham Bannerman. Facebook, I'm sorry that I'm getting a little lazy with the camera work, but I'm trying to coordinate hosting, microphone. I'm keeping plugged in. Multitasking here. Okay, so Graham, do you want to sing a song for us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What song do you want to do?
I'll do one of my newer songs. I haven't written anything new really in a while. This song's probably like 6 months old, which is one of my newer ones. It's called Lovers.
Lover.
Yeah. Lover. I would say a solid 60% of the songs I write have the word love in the title in some,
in some sense. Here at the Medicine Show, love to love the lovingly lovely love that loves to love. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, yeah, sorry. Okay.
Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love.
And by the way, love, love, love on the Medicine Show is Greg Bannerman. What was the name of the song? Lovingly Love?
Lovers.
Lovers. Lovers. Lovers. Lovers.
Lovers running round my head. Lovers, I want to stay with you in bed instead of walking. Dancing by yourself, dancer, I'll raise a glass to your health and show my appreciation for the way your body moves. I'm in love, and I know why. That's stuff, all right, all night. I'm in love, and I know why. That's a stuff. I'm in love, and I know why. That stuff, alright, alright, all night, alright, alright, all night, alright, all night, alright, alright, all night, alright, all night, all night.
Hey, not the scandalous time. And it's not the scandalous kind. You know what? That was the song that got Graham Bannerman onto our show. Because I was listening to a SoundCloud and going, I want to hear what you're doing before we have you come on this show. And I heard that and I'm going, let's go up into a room. So softly, gently. And I'm going, oh my God, like, who is that singing?
It sounds like a woman.
I did. I was saying to myself, I wasn't going to say it on the air. Thank you very much.
I think it's hilarious.
It is amazing that how controlled. I'm usually a bit of a screamer and just, you know, sometimes it can be too much, right? But.
You know, I've tried singing like that, and my voice just doesn't do it. I like some heavier music, but I can't. For me, I gotta stick with the soft stuff. So.
Just drink some whiskey and smoke some cigarettes, and you'll be fine.
That might be the solution. I don't know.
We don't want to ruin what you got going. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good. You are you, and it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, absolutely, and that.
Guys, you're in Instagram Live right now.
Instagram Live with 1,000.
We're live in so many ways.
Yeah, what is going on?
I'm so overwhelmed with the amount of technology.
Well, you know, the pressure's on. Now it's time to you got a big audience.
Yeah.
What are you gonna sing?
Well, Hannah.
The pressure's on.
Here we go.
Not the Montana kind.
No, thank you.
Maybe I should tape it too. Get all the cameras.
No, thanks.
Don't worry, we can share the links later. I gotcha.
Yeah, this is a song I wrote while I was away, actually. It's called Mess You Made. And it's a song to myself. We sit at the table and still refuse to eat. Keep our hands filled with pitchforks to use as cutlery. I don't wanna fight with you, but the words you say aren't true. I'll paper up these walls while moments turn to years. Always waiting on your call. Will this house ever feel like home, dear? I don't wanna fight anymore. But you're breaking through and you're slamming doors. And now I'm cleaning up the mess you made. I'm just cleaning up the mess you made. You can just keep on walking and call it a parade while I'm cleaning up the mess you made. Until I find my spot, but I'm falling over my feet and all my messy thoughts. I don't wanna fight anymore, but I can't get off the goddamn floor. And I'm just cleaning up the mess you made. I'm just cleaning up the mess you made. You can just keep on walking and call it a parade while I'm cleaning up the mess you made.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Listen, a little bit after me. Wow.
Hold on. Say that to the rest of our audience.
Wow.
It was so good.
Yeah. Here I am now. I'm double fisted with cameras doing the script, trying to host this show. Woo! How does it look? Thanks everybody for listening in. You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your radio dial. This is the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully a little bit of insight. That was Sam Lynch, and we've been listening to Graham Bannerman and of course Cassie Lynn Waring. Hi, Cassidy.
Hey.
Hi. Just to remind everybody, we're on Facebook Live. If you want to catch us and see what's going on in the studio, we are at Vancouver Medicine Show. Just search Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, and you can see what's going on in the studio and take a peek at what makes these lovely sounds. Hello. Okay. How about another little announcement here from the Latin Summerfest, which is coming... it is the One Love Music Festival, which is coming, One Love West Coast, it's called, and it's coming to Vancouver at the Swan Guard Stadium, coming in August. So the Latin Summerfest, Van Music, and Super Cheeto Productions are joining forces to launch this first edition of the One Love West Coast Festival, which is a Latin Afro-Caribbean celebration of culture, music, food, and friendship. So what we're doing in this production, and when I say we, I'm just so happy to be involved with Anna, who is doing this celebration. We'll talk a little bit more and say hello to Anna in just a second. Anna David is putting on the One Love West Coast Festival. So we're creating the Coconut Village to bring together all the communities of our diverse cities into one big community where we can enjoy various forms of art, including music, because music and food will bring us together. One Love West Coast Festival will run for 3 days, starting with a red carpet VIP concert on Friday night, August 11th at the Rickshaw Theater, then August 12th and 13th at the Swan Guard Stadium in Burnaby. The Rickshaw's welcoming concert will feature Anti-Doping. Anti-Doping, The Sentiments, Potato, and Kawama. Kawama. I love that name. It's Spanish. It's Spanish for a giant turtle. Kawama. It's also a large beer. Anti-Doping are from Mexico, celebrating 25 years of resistance, championing the social causes of Latin America. The Sentiments are a classic ska band with some powerful female vocals and a fixture in the Portland music scene. Among their members are seasoned musicians that are members of some of the best ska projects in their state, and all put together by the brilliant heart and mind, and come together through Anna David's efforts, who has been doing the Latin events over at the little small lake there. What is it, Trout Lake? For the last 10-15 years.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Lots of good effort. Lots of good energy. Hope to see everybody out there. Get your tickets. Just search One Love West Coast and you'll find lots of information on Facebook and the internet. Okay. Wow. What a beautiful show. What beautiful sounds from our guests tonight. Did you want to take a break for a quick song?
Yes.
And we'll be right back on the Medicine Show.
Joe, a mama sold Joe a buttons until you were 22.
your laundry.
I think it's time I did laundry too.
The doom, the doom, the doom. Beets, 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 green beets, peas, milk, fruit, eggs, you, 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 eggs, you, 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 you. I say now you are like a loop.
A what?
Are you are like a loop.
A what, girl?
You don't understand?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I say, you know, you like a loop, like a hula hoop.
Oh, like a hula hoop.
Like a hula hoop. Ooh, you like a loop, loop. I feel like I'm going round and round with you. I feel like the hose inside my soup. But don't nobody get full up of eating no soup. I've got a lot of questions, so many questions. And you got a lot.
Skate down the hall and cruise. Or do are you a need permission from your mama? I think I need permission too.
You like me, you, you. You carry me to do what I gotta do. You're cheap and you're tearing at the base. Ain't worth for the time you had to make. I got a long question.
Yeah, welcome.
You got a
medicine show. Your host, DJ Paleface, and we're here with really nice, smooth music. And this is the Music Therapy on the Medicine Show. thanks for tuning in. We're going to ask a favor of our musicians, if you guys can all jam together on something. We'll all tap along. I'll be singing in the background. Doop, 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 bop, bop, bow. Bop, bop, bow. Yeah.
Sounds great.
So do you guys, who wants to sing like something? That, since you have a guitar, you can jam along to her, right?
Yeah. We'll play one of Cass's songs.
Can you just sort of do whatever along to her song?
I can do my best.
Yeah, all right.
Sure.
Okay, so what song do you want to sing there?
What's the easiest one to jam along to? Deathbed?
Yeah, Deathbed!
Actually, I think that's the easiest.
Well, I mean, yeah, we
can
start. What do you want to play?
It's cathartic. It's beautiful. It sounds like a really fun song.
Yeah,
that's
a great song.
Good times.
Well, if you catch on to the repeating line in the chorus, then sing along.
Everybody sing along.
Please
sing
along. Do.
Oh, don't
and
worry.
Play,
we can do
play along.
We
if
can
you
do
play
doo-wops
along, it
too.
Goes, it's a repeating song, so.
Okay. I'll watch your
all right. Okay. Thank you. The song's called Deathbed, the cheeriest of my songs.
Yay! Deathbed.
You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. To hell with the shovel, I'm packing dirt onto myself with these dirty hands. I need a witness, would you be my man? Let them all loose, the ones who helped me hand braid this noose. I'll show up with flowers in the end, cause everyone's a friend on your deathbed. Everyone's your friend on your deathbed. Ooh. Ooh. Everyone's your friend on your deathbed. Ooh. Well, I got a sense of humor, runs in the family, haven't you heard? Gets passed down, shoved into the ground, but it still works.
Okay, let's round it out. Anybody have any, like, if people really, really enjoyed what they heard tonight, how can people get more Sam Lynch?
Ooh, well, Casty and I are going to be heading out on tour with Emily Rowid. So our hometown Vancouver kickoff show is on June 15th at the Heatley. You can look up on Facebook and buy tickets online. And actually, if you do purchase tickets online through Eventbrite, proceeds from those tickets will be going to Music Healds. So we're really, really excited to be supporting them. So we really encourage people to buy tickets online in advance, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the next time that you can see each of us live. Cass has some pretty exciting stuff coming up.
One more second.
Yeah.
How do people, do you have a website?
Yes, I sure do. Yeah. My website is just www.samlynchmusic.com. And you can find me on Facebook as well and Instagram, just Sam Lynch.
All right.
That is me.
That sounds great. Cassidy, what about you? Where can people get more Cassie Lynn Waring?
Well, on Facebook, you can look up Cassidy Waring Music, and that's my music Facebook page. I also just put up CassidyWaring.com. So very soon, in the next couple of weeks, there will be a brand spanking new EP on there. All my songs about death. And so CassidyWaring.com. And come check us out at the Heatley. That'll be our last Vancouver show for at least a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that date again?
June 15th.
Right on.
At the
did
Heatley.
Did you know that Christina Emmett says hello? Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Yeah, she's listening and watching on Facebook Live.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
Hi, Christina.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. And so, and do you have any way people, I know you do. Don't be shy now. This is your moment. How do people get more of
more Graham.
Mr. Graham Bannerman?
Casting coins into wells and wishing upon them. That's the best way. Sometimes rubbing a lamp will help. I'll pop out and sing songs that way as well.
I love it.
So Graham and my lamp has not been working.
A Graham and a lamp. Yeah, that's no. I've got a SoundCloud. You can just if you go to SoundCloud and type in my name, Graham Bannerman. Lots of M's and N's.
Bannerman.
And I got my home recordings on there, and you can enjoy them as much as you like. I think you can download them still. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Go and listen to Lava over and over and over because it's a lot more gentle than I am. Lava.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's music's my fun thing. So I'm I don't really play a lot of shows, but yeah.
That's okay. People can still access that beautiful voice and maybe even get a hold of you and say we want to book you for our wedding because that's the perfect wedding song or something.
Yeah, actually, I've played the last 2 years. I played one of my best friend's weddings. And I sang at my brother's wedding last summer. And that was nothing more special than singing a song requested by people who are in love for a celebration of their love. So that's pretty cool. But
they love the lover.
Any excuse to tie a tie.
Please come back. All you need
is love. I can't control myself. this desk itself is driving me crazy. Okay, so we are about to lose the air. Oh no, there comes Kelly DJ Ray. Any shout outs for anybody? We're going to leave with us.
Well, aside from Christina, big shout out to her because her name popped up on the thing. But also shout out to my buddy Schroeder if he's listening.
So shout outs.
Thanks for wrapping it up at work today for me so I could leave early.
Hey. All right. Well, we are going to take you out with a very special song from Prince EA or Prince AAE. Or it's called A Brand New Ending. Check it out. Good night. See you next week. Thanks to the maker. Check us out on our webpage, themedicineshow.ca. See you next week.
Death close to their last breath, they were asked to reflect about their life's biggest regret. Nearly all of them said they regretted not the things they did, but the things they didn't do. The risks they never took, the dreams they didn't pursue. I ask you, will your last words be, if only I had... Hey, you, wake up. Why do you exist? Life is not meant to simply work, wait for the weekend, and pay rent. No, no, I don't know much, but I know this. Every person on this earth has a gift. And I apologize to the black community, but I can no longer pretend. Martin Luther King, that man never had a dream. That dream had him. See, people don't choose dreams. Dreams choose them. So the question I'm getting to is, do you have the courage to grab the dream that picked you, that befits you and grips you? Or will you let it get away and slip through? You know, I learned a fact about airplanes the other day. Now, this was so surprising, see? I was talking to a pilot, and he told me that many of his passengers think planes are dangerous to fly in. But he said, actually, it is a lot more dangerous for a plane to stay on the ground. I said, what? Like, how does that sound? Well, he said, because on the ground, the plane starts to rust, malfunction, and wear much faster than it ever would if it was in the air. As I walked away, I thought, yeah, makes total sense. Because planes were built to live in the skies. And every person was built to live out the dream they have inside. So it is perhaps the saddest loss to live a life on the ground without ever taking off. See, most of us are afraid of the thief that comes in the night to steal all of our things. But there is a thief in your mind who is after your dreams. His name is Doubt. If you see him, call the cops and keep him away from the kids, because he is wanted for murder, for he has killed more dreams than failure ever did. He wears many disguises, and like a virus will leave you blinded, divided, and turn you into a kinda. See, kinda is lethal. You know what kinda is. It's a lot of kinda people. You kinda want a career change. You kinda want to get straight A's. You kinda want to get in shape. Simple math, no numbers to crunch. If you kinda want something, then you will kinda get the results you want. What is your dream? What ignites that spark? You can't kinda want that. You gotta want it with every part of your whole heart. Will you struggle? Yeah, you will struggle. No way around it. You will fall many times, but who's counting? Just remember, there's no such thing as a smooth mountain. If you wanna make it to the top, then there are sharp ridges that must be stepped over. There will be times you get stressed and things you get depressed over, but let me tell you something. Steven Spielberg was rejected from film school three times, but he kept going. The television execs fired Oprah, said she wasn't fit for TV, but she kept going. Critics told Beyonce that she couldn't sing. She went through depression, but she kept going. Struggle and criticisms are prerequisites for greatness. That is the law of this universe, and no one escapes it. Because pain is life, but you can choose what type. Either the pain on the road to success, or the pain of being haunted with regret. You want my advice? Don't think twice. We have been given a gift that we call life, so don't blow it. You are not defined by your past. Instead, you are born anew in each moment, so own it now. Sometimes you gotta leap and grow your wings on the way down. You better get the shot off before the clock runs out, cause ain't no overtime in life, no do-over. And I know I sound like I'm preaching or speaking with force, but if you don't use your gift, then you sell not only yourself, but the whole world short. So what invention do you have buried in your mind? What idea, what cure, what skill do you have inside to bring out to this universe? Uni meaning one, verse meaning song. You have a part to play in this song. So grab that microphone and be brave. Sing your heart out on life stage. You cannot go back and make a brand new beginning, but you can start now and make a brand new ending.